Hello, everybody. This is KT. What's going on? Big podcast, Touch Talks. Something I've never done before in a long time. I'm going to be combining Instagram with my Instagram, KTTV, with Touch Talks podcast on my regular Mr. Kevin Touch page. I don't usually do that. Usually I did that with the Anchor Nation, but it's a little bit different scenario, and I want to try it out. Why? I did a video series that was mainly Instagram, IGTV, and just giving the viewers more appreciation. So let's start with the quote I made here. I don't even know where I got this, just inspiration. Time is the mastery of improving and the impression of mastery. So time is the mastery of improvement. Or improving. Improvement, improving, whatever. Time for me is always going to be a concept that is abstract. You can never figure it out. I mean, just when you think you have that, your day perfect, there's something that always snaps, and it's like, do I have it figured out, or do I not? So it's an interesting correlation. Now, the one thing I will say about time is the mastery. It takes a lot to master it, and I don't think I have it figured out, by all means. Even though I have my core baseline structure, the second part is probably where what most people would think of me, impression of mastery. Yes, I do rub off as someone who has the impression of time management, the mastery is there, sure. But for me, it's an improving process. And there's a reason why I say this, because for myself, I know that there's certain things that I lack in time management. To give you a good example, I read an article about how to manage time when having fun. I usually think the time when you're having fun, it flies, but you can make it seem less appealing or more appealing if you take certain steps. So I have to test it out myself. I have no feedback on that. I'm going to try that in the summertime especially, about what I can do in my fun time, my relaxation time, to still improve my management skills. I'll have to find do some research. I might even do a week show on that, about what I learned and what I can do, and just share my knowledge. I think that's very fascinating, how you can improve your time and your time management, especially in your natural state, let's just call it that. Anyway, the next big thing for me is the impression of the mastery. And then we'll go to how society, I believe, and what I think time should be then. But impression of mastery, going to that second part, it's really whatever you think time is. It's not really meant to be the art of stereotyping or judging. I just really think that time will be whatever people see you as, they judge you off. Whatever your resume states. Like, if you're very on time, you have everything, you meet every deadline, you don't, you know, make empty promises, you never leave a road unfulfilled, that's a good time. Now, if you don't, and you just procrastinate and all that, then there's your impression right there. People will just judge you. Thankfully, I always never do that. I always put myself on the front saying, hey, time is of the essence, let's get it done. Now, if it's like something that's due in six, if it takes like 2-3 months due, yeah, I'm not going to do it in one night, but I'm not the first night. Sometimes I do projects 2 weeks and it's like I got to get done within 3 days. I don't know why. But if it's like 2-3 months down the road and you need careful planning, it's different. Or if you're trying to get to a deadline and you know you're going to be late and you leave a heads up notice because life happens. All right, you're being time efficient and time effective. How I think society though should improve. Personally, this is probably the number one skill of personal development everyone says. No excuses, or the biggest excuse, I don't have enough time. That should be no excuse. I mean, you have plenty of time. If you look at a day, mostly you break down a day. It's 8 hours, 9 hours of sleep. I prefer the 9, so that's 15 hours left. Then you have, I don't know, like 4, well, I guess working would be what? So 7, 8 hours there. So 15, 16, then you have 8 hours cooking. So that's 18 hours, maybe 19. You have 5 hours of free time. And it may seem like a lot. 5 to 6 hours of free time. not really a lot. I mean, it's not really a lot. You can't get much. You can get a lot done in 5-6 hours. That's what I'm trying to say. There's not much you really can't do. You have 6 hours. I mean, now if you have an event, and you have a couple events to go to, a couple meetings, maybe phone calls, then okay, then I understand. Like if you have 1 hour left of your day and you maximize your time and you still have an hour, you have to get ready for bed or something, I understand. But if you still have 5 to 6 hours of free time, utilize, read, personal development, what else is important? Hobbies, planning the next day, everything is important, really. It's whatever the society wants. I'm not here to judge who you are. But at the same time, I think society will need to shape up on this. I think it's one of the most important elements of management. Developing is time management. If you can understand that and at least get to your benefits and use it to your advantage, that's great. Because then when you move further in life, you'll get better and better as you go. But the key is with time management is it's not something you'll just get one and done or 1 week and done. It's every day, really. Every day is a fighting battle with time management, man. It's not really, you know, one. I mean, unless you have those relaxed days. Those relaxed days, and you're just being lazy, or you're taking those days where you just don't feel like doing much, or you take those days intentionally just to recover the body. Yeah, I take a couple of those days too. But at the end of the day, I have to make sure it happens, and I have to make sure things get done. So boom, that's my theory, that's my time management skills, that's my, I guess you could say improvement. But at the end of the day, no matter what happens, just remember that, we're all in this together, we're all improving together, and who knows what's going to happen in the next couple of years, because time will be of the essence one day, and it's important to be the mastery of it. So guys, stay tuned, follow me at KTTV, or Mr. Kevin Touch on Instagram, whatever you prefer when you type it in, and we'll have full podcast week coming up.